And we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about birth control, specifically LARCs, L-A-R-Cs, which stands for long-acting reversible contraception. That includes intrauterine devices and arm implants. They're safe and effective, which is why federal health leaders are encouraging state Medicaid programs to increase access to LARCs in hopes that planned pregnancies lead to healthier mothers and healthier babies. For member station WFAE in Charlotte, Michael Tomczyk reports, the Carolinas are ahead of the curve.
You cool if we come in?
Yes. Nurse practitioner Kim Ham walks into a clinic in Gaston County, North Carolina. A teenager has talked through her options with a healthcare provider and chosen a contraceptive arm implant.
This is the numbing medicine, okay? So you can feel me touch you here. Then a little stick, one, two, three, ouch. And then a little bit of burn, okay?
Next is the actual implant, which works by slowly releasing hormones. It's about the size of a matchstick. Ham uses a small device to insert it between the girl's biceps and triceps.
Feel tons of pressure here. That's it.
Research shows long-acting reversible contraception, or LARCs, are incredibly effective and safe forms of birth control. But they're not that well known, they can be expensive, and there were problems with some older versions. So only about 10% of American women use them, says Megan Cavanaugh of the Guttmacher Institute.
Some of the other developed countries that we look at are in the high teens, maybe low 20s in terms of percentage of use.
Cavanaugh says better provider training and patient education should lead to higher usage in the United States. That's exactly what happened in Gaston County, North Carolina, where clinics have seen usage rates soar to nearly 30% among teens. It's also played out in Colorado, with higher usage and subsequent drops in teen pregnancy and abortion, says Jody Camp of Colorado's Public Health Department.
While we are not claiming full responsibility for all the decreases in these public health indicators, we do believe that our LARC investment made a huge impact on those.
Now, federal health leaders are encouraging all states to make it more accessible through Medicaid, government insurance that covers many low-income women. And they highlighted the way South Carolina has been doing that. Women have the choice to get it right after they give birth. The state uses simulations to teach hospital staff.
The head is delivering.
The Palmetto Health USC School of Medicine in Columbia uses a high-tech mannequin in what's basically an RV. They drive it around the state, and part of their training is about contraception, says Dr. Judy Burgess.
The IUD is inserted 10 minutes after delivery of the placenta, like the patient you just saw.
The director of the South Carolina Birth Outcomes Initiative, BZ Gazay, says about half of women on Medicaid weren't showing up to their postpartum visit when a doctor would discuss contraception options.
And that's normally when a contraception would be initiated. So we were missing a lot of moms that did not come back. And actually, the next time the doctor saw them, they came back pregnant with another child.
In 2012, South Carolina Medicaid implemented a new way of paying hospitals so they'd take care of contraception before the mom left the first time. It's still completely up to her, and they talk through it in advance. Anna Walker chose an arm implant that'll last 3 years.
I mean, right when I heard about it, I went for it because I was just like, that's probably going to work best for me.
That's her daughter Bella in the background. Walker, who's 18, got the implant after giving birth to her. She likes that she won't have to remember to take a pill every day. 20-year-old Brianna Martin chose a 5-year IUD after she had a baby recently. She says it puts her in control.
That's the wonderful thing about it is if I want to wait 5 years, I'm protected for 5 years. And then if I want to have kids sooner, then I can get it taken out.
And South Carolina researchers say this initiative is saving the state money. The devices cost roughly $1,000. That's a fraction of what childbirth costs. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomczyk.
That story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WFAE, and Kaiser Health News.